We've got Supreme on the line. G'day.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, so good, so good. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. It's exciting. It's been something to look forward to during the day at work while it's hard out here. So, yeah, thank God that's got me through the day.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate your time, of course, because I stuffed up the time and said we're going to talk to you like half an hour ago. But the wonder of time and technology, we've made it work. And I believe right now you're over in WA, right?
Yeah. I'm a carpenter, so I worked in Melbourne for about 6 years or so doing that, and then I was flying back and forth 2 years ago doing FIFO and stuff, and then moved over to Kalgoorlie, and I've been here now for over a year, but I work out in the middle of absolutely nowhere like I am right now, so I get reception in about one spot, which is the camp we stay at. So I've sort of looked at the time, went, oh no, I'm going to be late, so I raced here in the truck. And
oh no, sorry.
Boss is a good dude, and he's like, you got to go, bro. I'm like, yeah, I do have to go, eh? Jumped in the truck and raced in, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, I swear it was 1:30.
Oh no, so we actually got you out of work early, is what you're saying.
I'm not complaining.
It's such a weird juxtaposition to hear the music that you make, which is really soulful, amazing production beats and stuff like that, and to hear that you're over in sort of WA working in trucks and in these camps and stuff. It's sort of a real different sort of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, music's always been there. It's something that that's always ignited a little fire in me, and it's always been a passion. And whether, you know, early days just listening, I was very lucky. I hold a lot of my musical taste in that to my parents. Mum loved Michael Jackson and Prince and Stevie Wonder and all that. And Dad was a Kiss and AC/DC fan. So I got the best of both worlds out of that.
Together.
But yeah, it's just, it's a big change up. I mean, like, music's just something that sort of, I suppose, keeps me sane, because we work long weeks. Like, a normal week for me is probably about 80 hours, and it's hot. Oof. And that's no days off or anything, you know. So, and I'll do that for 3 weeks on end. So it's a long, long stint. And then to be able to just detach yourself from it and make music, it just sort of takes all the stresses away around you. So it's something that I can find in a lot, which is just a beautiful thing, I think. And music can heal people as well, and it's got magical powers, to be honest. Music, it just has the ability to just capture a mood, so it's something that I've fallen in love with.
I feel like that's a good segue into saying congrats on the Solstice EP.
It's such a
well-made EP, has some really awesome collabs, and it really has this like soul and warmth to it in the production, and it definitely stands out for its uniqueness. So I guess, like, how does it feel to you knowing that music is such a big part of your life to finally have your baby out in the world?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's pretty exciting. It was something that I've wanted to do for a while, and it was just about sort of I say perfecting the craft, but you never perfect it. You're always learning. Every day is a school day, so you're always learning. But it's just such a beautiful thing to finally have people hear and get the feedback I've been getting for something that I love and adore, and it's just special to hear all those artists on it as well, and bridge that gap between Australia and America, and especially Atlanta, which I think's the main spot where you hear a lot of that new school trap, and all as originates from that era of Atlanta. You know, you go back to like even Outkast and stuff like that. Those guys were pioneers for bringing a different sound into hip hop, and to have Melbourne, which I love the scene of Melbourne. I DJed there for 4 or 5 years, so I love a lot of memories there, and to be able to bridge that gap. It's just beautiful to have the two groups of artists. You know, just it's something that sonically just works so well. All their voices and their lyrics and their presence on the tracks all complement one another in one way. So
yeah, it really does.
Yeah, but it's just exciting to have it out. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I didn't start thinking about releasing it till about 3 months after it was done. I sort of sat on it for a while. So. But to have it out, it's awesome.
You started doing all this production, creating your own beats. You were a DJ originally, I believe, you know, around Melbourne. And then at what point did you go, okay, I'm going to start making my own stuff?
I started fiddling with beats and stuff when I was like 17.
Yeah, right.
And I made some terrible, terrible beats. So it was just fun, you know. I actually did it to make mashups. That's what I wanted to do because I had a DJ set up and I was just like, you know, I'm going to be the next, you know, I was going through that house music phase.
Right.
And, you know, like wearing like, you know, fluoro polos and stuff, you know, you just go through those stages. And I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, be the next, you know, Avicii or something. And I just wanted to make mashups. And and then it just sort of progressed into, I didn't do it for a few years. And then I went and saw Schoolboy Q at Festival Hall, who's one of my favourite MCs. And I think the support act was B-Wise and DJ Classic. I love DJ Classic. DJ Classic's probably my favourite, if one of my favourite hip-hop DJs, but probably my favourite hip-hop DJ in Australia. And
he's a good man too. Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah. No, we've spoken once or twice over socials, and he's a really nice guy, really down to earth. And I saw him get a crowd just crazy, you know, and I fell in love with that. But I was also wanted to start making things that I could play if I DJed. So that's where getting into DJing and spending a few years in it, I sort of got sick of hearing the same music, which you would as a DJ. You just get sick of hearing the same thing, you know, sure. When the drop is and what the lyric is and the ad-libs and, yeah, so I was just like, you know what, I'm going to start making stuff that hopefully one day will get me booked to play my own stuff. And I'd love to do like the Solstice thing with a live band have all the artists there and, you know, really set the tone and do a little doco on it and have that playing in the back, just stuff like that. But I mean, that's dreams that could potentially come true. But it's always been there. I've always wanted to make music.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of being mature enough to do it and take it serious, but at the same time have fun with it. It's a fine line, taking something serious and also still enjoying it, you know. So, but now being at that point and understanding my sound and stuff, which took a few years, or took, you know, 4 years to really find my sound and be happy with it. It just progressed. Just naturally. I always love music, you know.
That's awesome, man. It's awesome that you've battled through and you've found that sound that you really love, and it's providing these amazing beats and you know, you're doing some amazing collabs, like we said, between Atlanta and Melbourne, and surely a lot more to come. But I believe you were thrown a bit of a curveball early on when you lost a laptop worth of stuff and you went, oh, you know, I've lost all this material you've been working on. What was that like? Did you nearly throw it in?
Yeah, I was going to. I pretty much got Kanye West, you know. Like, I was at a gig one night and I put my stuff downstairs, which I don't normally do. I usually put it behind the DJ booth and, yeah, just out of nowhere, I went to DJ and I'm like, where's my bag? where's my bag with my MacBook and everything in it? And when you start off, you're a bit naive, and I didn't back anything up on hard drives and bits and pieces, and I was kind of like, you know, holy crap, like, what am I going to do? And then I was running around this venue, and downstairs was like a back bit to a laneway, and I went past, and there was a toilet there, and I looked in, and my bag was sitting underneath all this unrolled toilet paper, and I was trying to hide my bag, and then
unrolled toilet paper. Can they at least be inventive?
Yeah, it was like the greatest camouflage I've ever seen. And I was just like, I was like, oh man, you're kidding. And then my MacBook and everything was gone. But obviously it was just the MacBook they were after. I mean, like, I had styluses in there for DJing. I had really expensive headphones. I mean, they were all there. So thank God for that. But yeah, I really started to get into this production thing and was finally starting to find that I was making quality beats, and then they all got taken away. So I was ready to throw it in. I was like, I've had enough. But luckily it's a good tight-knit community in Melbourne, and a lot of people got behind me and gave me, you know, like, don't stop, you know, you've got something special. And, you know, my partner was the same, and, you know, my family and everything. And I was very, very, very lucky to have that support network around me, and ended up buying a new MacBook.
Yeah.
Just sort of went from there. I mean, you go in waves. There's plenty of times I've wanted to stop doing it, because it's just like, I'm not getting anywhere, but it's finding that love in doing it without having to have reward.
Yeah.
You've got to learn to do that, and you got to take the good with the bad. And yeah, but it was a scary time.
I bet.
And yet here we are.
Yeah, but the thing was, I taught myself how to DJ on vinyl and how to DJ on USB. So luckily, I still could go into the account where I used to get all my music from and download it and put it on USB, so I could still be versatile and DJ. But yeah, it still was a scary time. I missed scratching for a little bit. I didn't get a chance to scratch for a little bit, but it was a setback. But it's about how you bounce back from those setbacks, I think, in life. And
for sure,
I sort of just, you know, took it by the horns and ran with it after that. So
yeah,
it was a bit of a crazy journey so far.
I feel like you can definitely tell that you have, played around with a lot of different music over the years, because the style of production that you've delivered on Solstice is so unique. You know, there's so many different genres. There's soul, there's lo-fi. It's kind of that boom-bap production. And you've teamed up with some absolutely killer vocalists, not just from Melbourne, like we were saying, from all around the world, like this Buddy Ryan, Hennessy, Dope Diana, Juka. There's so many. Can you tell us how you go about, I guess not just meeting musicians, but how you convince them to work together? What's your process?
I'm big on building relationships. So, I mean, you can send your music to any artist, and I've had it done to me before. I had it actually just done recently. I would never name names, but I had it done to me recently, and I sent a beat out because I'm working on something with a guy at the moment from Charlotte in North Carolina, and they reached out to me, this label there, and said, "Have you got anything?" And anyway, they said to me, the dude's manager goes, "Oh, well, is there any awesome like female vocalist or rappers from, you know, Melbourne or anywhere in Australia?" And I said, "Yeah, I know a few from just like following the scene and their music." I said, "I'll reach out to a couple." And one got back to me and was like, "Oh, it's going to cost you this much." And I'm just like, "Well, no offense, I don't really know you. You know what I mean? Like, if I knew you, that's fine. I respect anyone's craft. And I'm not saying people shouldn't make money off their music. By all means, do it. But I'm just big on building relationships. I want to know the person, know the artist. Like, Hennessy and I have been best mates since year 7. We got paired up on the first day. So and I met Buddy Ryan through Hennessy, and we became good mates. And then Cage Soul I met at a gig. They were freestyling over someone making beats on the spot. It was incredible. So I spoke to them and kept in touch. And then when I went to Atlanta in, I think, 2018, that's where I met Jay Alston, Duka, and Dope Diana. So they're actually a collective called Free Air, Free Water. And so I went over there and I met them, and I worked closely with Jay Alston mainly, but I stayed in touch with all three. And I just make a beat pack. I find a style that I like or a sound, and I think, let's just make a beat pack. And then it just escalates from there. And, you know, ended up adding an intro in and everything to the project. And I just put it all in a group chat on Instagram. And I say, "Guys, I'd really love for all of you to be on this project. I want to do a project. These are the beats.
Boom.
Pick what you want. And let's make something." And they always get back, "Yeah, can I have this, or can I take that?" And I'm just like, "Yep, no dramas. I don't charge no one nothing. Like, I'm reaching out to you, and I cover all mix and mastering costs." And I just ask them purely just to record their vocals. And if they want to mix and master on their own, they can, but I'm happy to cover that. And I sort of just make it an easy process for them, because they're helping me out. That's how I see it. Like, I'm not helping them out. They're helping me out. But then in the rollout of it, I'll do as much as I can to help them out.
That's awesome, man. And the result is just magic. We're going to have a quick little listen to Buddy Love. This is featuring Buddy Ryan. You got it right for another 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool. All right. We'll just play this is Supreme on the line, all the way from WA. This is one of the tracks from his EP Solstice. This is Buddy Love featuring Buddy Ryan. Chat in a sec.
Supreme. What's good, homie? Keep the realest ones to hang with. Around my way, it's ambition or it's anguish. the studio, man. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Nah, pass that glass to you.
Whispers in the hall got us moving different, dialing area codes, we talk from long distance. I had to head out your mouth, couldn't read a sentence. Bunch of subs and thirsty niggas in your IG mentions. I bounce back, hit the studio with ash, two spliffs of that gas, little Henny in my glass. This that dreamer though, Beamer Benz, Bentley flow, 5950 through the city, sitting cynical. Last phony nigga tried to play me, left him pitiful, but he been legit since my wristwatch digital. You could run it back, caught it all on video. New bad boy, this that 2020 Diddy flow, in case you didn't know.
That right there is Taste of Supreme, Solstice, from his EP. That one's Buddy Love, featuring Buddy Ryan from Melbourne, a really great up-and-coming talent. Buddy Ryan, great to get him in on this track, and just such smooth flow there. Such a beautiful mix of his voice and yours.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a very talented dude. I've got a lot of... He's a perfectionist of what he does, and...
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like, people probably don't know this, but that version, I had trouble uploading the artwork. It was just because I had logos in it of different artists. I had to get it approved. Oh, right. And so I had to cancel the distro of the project and resubmit it. But I was back in Melbourne over Christmas, so I didn't have my laptop in front of me. So I did it all off my phone. That version... Buddy Love, is actually not the finished version.
Oh.
I was in a rush and I put that one up. So Buddy comes in a bit early on that second verse in that one, but I put it up. But then all of a sudden, you know, I got added to like Beats and Bars on Spotify. And I said to him, I'm so sorry, man, because he's a perfectionist. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I stuffed up. I'm like, I'll try and get it changed. But like, I think it's one of those things that if I have to change, I got to take the whole project down and resubmit. And but it's gaining all the traction. Like that. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it on there. Like the one on my SoundCloud's the real version
right. That
we got done. But yeah, it's still a fire track. I mean, either way, I like it. But yeah, he was cool about it. He just laughed. He goes, "It's all good, man. Like, don't stress, sort of thing. Do it. Like, if you can get it sorted, no biggie." But yeah, when it released, the day it got dropped, I was like, "Oh no, I put the wrong version on there."
Well, it still sounds great.
A lesson for perfectionists everywhere.
There's an unreleased version there somewhere that, you know, I might release in the public one day.
Sure. I've heard in an interview that you're in WA right now. That's where you've been for a while. But you use the remoteness of where you work to sort of help you focus on creating. Like when you get home, obviously I got long-ass days, but then you get home and then do you find making music a way to sort of unwind and sort of enjoy it as something to sort of finish out your day with? Is it when you're sort of not too tired?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, when I talk about music, I'm pretty extroverted. Like, I love talking about music, but in the process of music, I'm much an introvert. Like, I'm not one to go cook up beats with artists or sit and cook up beats with producers. I mean, I love sitting on sessions where artists are recording and stuff, but I'm very secretive about how I go about my production, and that's why I find producing such an awesome thing, because I can do it in my own time, the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could do it remotely. Like, I could just pack my laptop, a set of headphones, and I can go and do it wherever I need to be. Like, even a year before, I was working up north of WA, and I had an iPad, and I was still making beats on that, but I'd be sitting at the beach, you know? So I could just...
Oh, the dream. Living the dream.
Yeah. Oh, that was after a 12-hour day. But it's an escape. Like, it just, my mind's only focused on the sound. It's not focused on anything else.
Yeah.
And so it just takes me away, to be honest, from
beautiful
the crazy world, I suppose, that we can get lost in from time to time. And especially the industry that I'm in is very full on. And you know, you're surrounded by noise all day and you're physically and mentally exhausted all day. So to be able to escape and just do that is something that I value. So, yeah, it is an awesome thing to do. And I enjoy my own little space and doing it. I've got a couple of mates who make beats and I've sat on with mates and stuff and done stuff. But when it comes to, I prefer to sit back and see what they're doing and then go, okay, let me go back to the drawing board and then I'll make something, sure. You know, but I just enjoy that introverted aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is a pretty nice way to wrap this out, but I do have one last question. I'm going to put you on the spot. You've noted some pretty big MCs as sort of some of your favorite artists. We were talking before about Schoolboy Q. You've also mentioned like Outkast, Andre 3000, specifically J. Cole. If you had to pick one MC to collab with on like a dream project, who would it be and why?
That is putting me on the spot. to be honest, it would be a tug of war battle between Dave East and Method Man.
Oh yeah.
So because I'm big on voices and they both have very unique voices.
Mm.
And so I feel like I could make some absolute fire and they could throw down some absolute fire and the track the track would be incredible. But yeah, definitely those two. I mean, there's plenty out there, but they're two that I hear them and I don't turn them off.
Mm.
You know, like sure. I sit there and I'll listen to a whole track. So,
well, you never know, man. One day.
Yeah, heard it here first.
Fingers crossed.
I'm going to recall this interview in 5 years' time when that collab happens.
All right, man. Like, really appreciating your time. Solstice is out right now. If everyone wants to go check out these 7 tracks of just bliss, great production, really amazing stuff. It's so exciting to talk to you because, look, I'm guaranteeing and I believe that you are going to go gangbusters at one point. So we're always excited to talk to people on the show who we know are just, we really believe in and we can see that talent that's really just going to escape. So good luck with everything, man.
No, thank you very much. And thanks for having us and big hello to... to everyone in Melbourne who's listening and Sydney and wherever you are around Australia.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while. I do miss you, but I'm just doing, sorting a few things out at the moment. So, but it's all good. No, thank you very much for having us. And I'll definitely will, hopefully you'll hear from me again soon.
I hope so. And if you ever get to Sydney, we'll catch up.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you very much for that, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.